as you think about heading out to vote tomorrow, where do you go for information about the races? Well, of course, we're hoping here. But how about on TV? If you're watching programs like The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, Real Time with Bill Maher, you see some pretty thorough reporting on political issues, right? But the question always is, it's so entertaining, can you really call it reporting? NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans has some thoughts. And Eric, there are some basic ground rules that people may not be aware of that make these programs different from traditional journalism, sourcing, for instance. So lay that out for us, because some people think it is news.
What's interesting to me about these shows is I feel like they're able to communicate the absurdity of our modern political process in ways that traditional journalism still struggle to do. These shows, for example, they don't have to be fair. They're mostly focused on telling great jokes. For example, The Economist and The Daily Telegraph have done stories on how Austin, Texas is one of the most liberal cities in America, really, inside a conservative state. But The Daily Show had a great segment by Samantha Bee when the show was set in Austin last week, showing that thanks to gerrymandering, Austin is actually represented by 5 Republicans out of 6 people who are in the House of Representatives.
Well, first, let's listen to just a moment of that gerrymandering report from Samantha Bee on The Daily Show last week.
In a city so liberal that the only right-leaning mayoral candidate apparently ran on a bet, somehow 5 of 6 congressional representatives are staunchly Republican. Michael McCaul voted to defund Planned Parenthood. Lamar Smith called the DREAM Act a nightmare. Roger Williams says President Obama is a socialist. This guy co-sponsored the birther bill. Even the lone Democrat looks like he could fire your father.
Okay, so that's very funny, Eric. And we know that it's probably true, in that her facts are right. But she's not pledging to you that she'll have 2 or 3 sources, you know, the way traditional journalists do. And she has, obviously, an opinion. But is it effective?
I think TV is about emotion and entertainment. So if you're able to take newsy information and take a political message and couch that inside the emotion and entertainment of a comedy presentation, I think you have something that moves people really deeply and much more than a more detached and traditionally fair news report might do.
Well, and they're certainly incredibly popular. But I can hear people thinking, you know, we talk about The Daily Show and John Oliver, and in particular Bill Maher, you know, these are liberal-leaning programs. Why isn't there a successful conservative-leaning counterpart?
There's been attempts. Fox News tried to do a show that was sort of a conservative-leaning version of The Daily Show that didn't last long. And it does have a show called Red Eye that's on very late with very young conservatives sort of poking fun at the day's news. But I have a pet theory that people seek out messages according to the medium that they are most comfortable with and that they enjoy the most. So it seems like conservatives who are older, tend to be older, enjoy AM talk radio. They watch cable TV news more. And so you see Fox News and you see Rush Limbaugh and you see Glenn Beck and people like that. Whereas liberals tend to be younger and may respond to movies more. So you have people like Michael Moore working in the documentary field. And then they're watching these TV shows with John Oliver and Bill Maher and Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert.
Right. So it's more of a demographic thing for now. I mean, it would just take one conservative Jon Stewart. I mean, it has to do with these people, too, because they are pretty good at what they do. But what about specific issues? Talk about how these shows handle those.
One of the interesting things about John Oliver's HBO show is that it's evolved over time. It started out being a lot more like The Daily Show, but what he started to do is these really long segments where he takes a close look at an issue that maybe people aren't familiar with. And they decided to take a look at the Miss America competition, for example, and their claim that they give out $45 million in scholarships. They actually did reporting to try and find out whether or not this was true, and then they did a segment where they sort of pointed out all the different rhetorical tricks that the organization employs to meet this $45 million figure.
Here's a little of John Oliver on Last Week Tonight with his Miss America report.
2 things are true. 1, Miss America gives out way less than $45 million in scholarships. And yet, 2, whatever the number is, one thing does still seem to be troublingly true.
The Miss America organization is actually the largest provider of scholarships to women in the world.
Yeah, because even their lowest number is more than any other women-only scholarship that we could find. More than the Society of Women Engineers, whose website is here. More than the Patsy Mink Foundation, here. And more than the Jeanette Rankin Women's Scholarship Fund, here.
You know, that's fascinating, Eric.
Right, exactly. And so what's interesting about these shows is there's a call to action kind of embedded in there, too. The people for the society at the Society for Women Engineers, for example, reported that they earned about 15% of their annual targeted goal for contributions in just 2 days after that segment aired.
Yeah. So that's John Oliver on Last Week Tonight. Another comedian, Bill Maher, host of Real Time, is also always trying to educate and activate his viewers to his point of view, and this is a little of that.
We are doing something interesting on this show this year. We're going to try to flip a congressional district. Don't worry, it won't be yours. Yes, I think it was actually in the paper today. So if you have someone, anybody out there, if you have someone who represents you who you think is a lemon, write us. There's the thing. Hashtag flip a district, and we will shine a light on this Congress. We will pick one, and we will spend this whole year periodically going to that district, talking about that congressman, and see if we can't get some change effected.
Wow. Well, and because we are journalists, we're not going to name the politician that they picked because we respect the equal time rules, and you know we don't want to get that deep into that race, but they did this. Your thoughts on that?
What's interesting to me about it is he did name a legislator. He created a website called flipthedistrict.com. To my mind, and there may be exceptions, but it's one of those rare times where somebody in this hierarchy, a Jon Stewart, a Stephen Colbert, a satirist, has targeted a specific politician and said it's their goal to get them out of office, which you don't even often see hyper-partisan people like Rush Limbaugh or Glenn Beck do.
Well, and it might backfire because this person's supporters might say, what is Bill Maher doing in my district? You know, and it might backfire. We'll see. People can Google for themselves and see which candidate it is, and we'll check it out. What's your takeaway from all of this, Eric?
Well, these efforts feel almost like an alternate way to sort of answer the conservative media structure that's come together around Fox News and Rush Limbaugh and web outlets like World News Daily, The Drudge Report, and The Daily Caller. But as talented as these guys are, what really worries me is that we're training a nation of media consumers to expect journalism and fact-based reporting to be entertaining as well. And so I fear that we're putting ourselves in a situation where it's harder for serious journalists to present reports that get wide circulation if they're not also peppered with jokes and fun ways to consume the information. But given what a great job these guys do, it's kind of hard to argue with the success of their programs.
Yeah. Eric Deggans, NPR's TV critic, the day before Election Day. Eric, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.